Is there any way that the BCS and its members can exert some sort of influence to make sure that in the quest to get the big money, that they do more also to ensure that athletes get a true education?
Well, Nick, you know, I think what you've done is put your finger on the reason that we are all doing what we do. If, you know, no matter what the interest, no matter how intense the interest, no matter how marketable major college football and basketball is, it's about education. And the point that we try to make constantly is that college football is part of higher education. And that fundamentally, we've agreed many, many years ago, long before you and I were around, that competing, and you know it as a great athlete yourself, that there are lessons to be learned in intercollegiate athletic competition that enhance classroom learning that can't really be taught in the classroom. And for that reason, we have, as a society, decided that that athletic competition is, in fact, part of higher education. We, you know, we're unique in the world with regard to that sort of an experiment, but it's fundamental. And that sometimes, you know, it's difficult when one reads about the revenue and one sees what the revenue is, but the point is that it isn't how much revenue is earned. The question is, how is the revenue used? And in our league, for example, that we, you know, we share revenue about equally amongst our institutions, and it's used to support broad-based athletic programs for nearly 5,000 student-athletes. And that's what gets lost, that we've got 11 sports for women, 9 for men, almost 5,000 athletes, $65 million in financial aid, and that's, in effect, where the revenue goes. So the fact that that the country has absorbed intercollegiate athletics as a fundamental cultural form of entertainment and that it has economic value doesn't change the core principle, which is simply that that revenue is used to enhance an educational function, i.e. intercollegiate athletics.
And what kind of influence, Mike, can you do in your own way to make sure the NCAA continues to do more to ensure that there's a true educational experience for the athlete?
Well, our presidents and chancellors, amongst many of our colleagues from other leagues, Nick, have kept the pressure on the NCAA to make sure that we continue with our academic reform movement, that we make sure that our student athletes are making progress towards degrees. It's all been changed since you competed, and now you have to have a very substantial percentage of your grades done each year. So, and it's based on your progress towards graduation, not just on eligibility. And we've got APRs now, and I won't go into all of that unless you want me to, which test each team. So each semester, each year, each coach is, it's publicly determined what their academic progress rate is, and it's all now out in the sunshine. So we've done a lot to make sure that everyone understands and has a role in making sure that the academic component of student-athlete is truly taken care of.